I know I told you guys yesterday that we were going to get into LeBron James and his continued wokeness today, but I'll be honest, I'm kind of worn out on LeBron James right now. We'll try to get to him tomorrow because I had to get to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers again today. We had to get back to this story because this story is changing by the day. So I wanted to get back to it as soon as I could. LeBron James is going to be as woke tomorrow as he is today. So we will try and get back to him tomorrow and cover that story that I told you about yesterday. The Green Bay Packers are standing at a crossroads right now. They've got two options, as far as I can see it, and about 4 weeks to make their decision. Now, option A, we trade Aaron Rodgers, start our future with Jordan Love. Option B, we hold on to Aaron Rodgers, do our best to repair this damaged relationship, and we fire our general manager, Brian Gutekunst. Now, make no mistake about it. The relationship between Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers is damaged. Actually, that's an understatement. This thing's screwed up. Who is to blame at this point really doesn't even matter. Now, some people blame the Packers. Specifically their general manager. Some blame Aaron Rodgers. In situations like this, both sides are usually at fault to some degree. But like I told you guys last week, the Packers as an organization, they have messed this thing up from the beginning. This is a lesson to every other team in the NFL of what not to do with your aging legendary quarterback. If you want the blueprint of how to handle a legend, just look at the Saints. They found ways to keep Drew Brees involved, keep the team competitive, and compete for a Super Bowl every year. Now, the Packers, on the other hand, they wanted to build towards their future while also keeping Aaron Rodgers. And that is a fine line to walk. It's hard to do. It's damn near impossible. Let me tell you where the Packers really screwed up with Aaron Rodgers. Most of you are probably thinking, the Packers screwed up by drafting Jordan Love. And in a way, yes, but that's not the real issue here. I mean, look at the Saints. They brought in Teddy Bridgewater. Sean Payton, for 2 or 3 years, has constantly talked about Taysom Hill being the successor to Drew Brees. So Green Bay drafting a quarterback is not the real problem. The real problem? They never consulted with Aaron Rodgers. He found out that they were drafting Jordan Love in the first round at the same time you and I did. On the list of things not to do, that's got to be number one on the list. You can't blame Aaron Rodgers for being pissed off. Anyone would be pissed off about that. He was blindsided. You also have to give him credit because not once has he taken out his anger on Jordan Love. He said publicly several times that he was not going to treat Jordan Love like Brett Favre treated him. And for the most part, Aaron Rodgers has stayed true to his word. Trust me, he could have turned this situation into a nightmare last season. Instead, he went out and won his third MVP award, led the Packers to the NFC Championship game for the second straight year. Jordan Love has had it easy. Aaron Rodgers, he was ostracized his first couple of years in Green Bay. Brett Favre treated him like garbage, said it wasn't his job to train Aaron Rodgers. That's not what he was paid to do. He was paid to win football games. As a rookie coming into the NFL, that is the absolute worst situation that you can find yourself in. So we really should give credit to Aaron Rodgers for how he has handled the situation with Jordan Love. Now let's get back to the crossroads that the Packers find themselves in. In my view, there's only one solution to this problem. You have got to part ways with Aaron Rodgers. You have to trade him. Realistically, it is the only option that makes sense. Right now, Green Bay is in a situation where they're being forced to choose between their general manager or their franchise quarterback. 99.9% of the time, I'm choosing the quarterback over the GM. That is a simple decision to make. But this situation in Green Bay is different. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to be there. If the Packers fired Brian Gutekunst, they're still losing Aaron Rodgers. So then they find themselves without a general manager and without a quarterback. Or without Aaron Rodgers anyway. They'd still have Jordan Love, but you get what I'm saying. The thing is, I don't think Aaron Rodgers really wanted to be in Green Bay last year. Once they drafted Jordan Love without even so much as a courtesy call for a heads up, I think Aaron Rodgers was done. But he knew at the time it was impossible for him to get out of Green Bay. He knew it was too expensive for the Packers to trade him. So he put his head down, stayed professional, and went out and showed Green Bay just how damn good that he still is. And carried another mediocre team damn near to the Super Bowl. The divorce between Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, this has been coming for years. Brian Gutekunst has made a career in Green Bay of pissing off their most important player. He released Jordy Nelson, Aaron Rodgers' favorite receiver. Then after that, for years, Aaron Rodgers has been asking for help at receiver. Yeah, they've got Davante Adams, but they need a number two option. What does their general manager go out and do? With plenty of receivers available in the first round, he drafts a damn quarterback. Back in 2019, he arranged for the Packers to have joint practices over the summer with the Houston Texans, which Aaron Rodgers was pissed off about. You get my point yet? This isn't something that has happened overnight in Green Bay. This has been brewing inside Aaron Rodgers for a while now. This is personal to him. This is no longer business. It is personal. Number one cause for divorce in this country, most people think it's money. Number one cause for divorce, communication. Most marriages fall apart due to a lack of communication. It is no different than the NFL. I mean, what do you think this is between quarterback and franchise? It's a relationship. Relationships are built on communication. And for the last several years, there has been a severe lack of communication between the Packers front office and Aaron Rodgers. Like I said earlier, who's to blame at this point doesn't even matter because the damage has already been done. There is no coming back from this. Well, the Packers could trade Jordan Love. That's just stupid. That's stupid. For one, they'd lose in that trade deal. There's no way they can win. They spent a first-round draft pick on Jordan Love. And there's not a team in the league that is going to give them a first-round draft pick in return for him. And two, trading Jordan Love is not going to solve the deep issues between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers front office. Brian Gutekunst is trying to appease Aaron Rodgers right now by getting him more involved in personnel decisions. But it is way too little too late. He should have been doing that 2 years ago. It's like the husband who has disregarded his wife's feelings for years. She's begged him to listen. She's pleaded with him to listen, to change. He ignores her and ignores her. By the time he wakes the hell up and realizes that she's serious about leaving him, it's too late. There's nothing he can do to change her mind. It's the same thing with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay for years. He has asked to be more involved in personnel decisions, and he's been ignored. Now that the Packers are trying to get him involved, he could care less. He wants out of there. There's just no changing his mind. Do you think Bill Belichick didn't have the decency to discuss with Tom Brady the idea of drafting Jimmy Garoppolo? Of course he did. So why didn't the Packers do the same thing with Aaron Rodgers? Number one, they knew that he wouldn't agree with their decision. They knew that he wanted help offensively. They knew he wanted a receiver. So there was no way that he was going to agree to drafting Jordan Love in the first round. But number two, and this is just speculation on my part, I think the Packers are ready to move on from Aaron Rodgers. I really do. I really do. I think they really believe in Jordan Love, and they're ready to hand him the keys to the kingdom. Look, I have a lot of respect for Aaron Rodgers. But he has not been the easiest guy to deal with throughout his career in Green Bay. He had issues with Mike McCarthy, got him fired. He had issues with the general manager before Brian Gutekunst took over. Can't remember the guy's name off the top of my head right now. And now, he's having issues with the current general manager. Also, I'm sure there are things that have happened internally over the years that we aren't even aware of. Aaron Rodgers can be a diva. I mean, let's just be real here. It's that simple. He can be a diva. And after a while, that just gets old. You get tired of the constant tension, the complaining, the drama. I think we're going to see Aaron Rodgers traded this summer. The Packers will go ahead and take the dead cap hit, spread it over the next couple of years, and begin their future with Jordan Love. At this point, it's the only viable option that they have available, because bringing Aaron Rodgers back into this locker room after everything that has went on is a recipe for disaster. Now, what do you guys think? With everything that's come out since we talked about this last week, is Aaron Rodgers done in Green Bay? Is it the best decision for the Packers to trade him and move on? Or should they fire their general manager and try to repair this relationship with Aaron Rodgers? Let me know what you think. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.